Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now, if you just missed part one of Dr. Lee Hodder, we're talking about creativity with Dr. Lee, and you can jump onto mindfood.com and hear segment one.
Now, in our first interview, you talked about certain techniques and creativity tips. What are they?
Okay, creativity needs time, which can cost money. It needs space, as in headspace, and space for people to spread out and do all their mind maps and all those sorts of things. It needs the ability to be playful and have a laugh, and that's usually when you can tell a group's right into the creative thing. They their energy picks up and they start laughing and having fun.
Yeah.
It needs passion, which you sound like you've got for mind food, definitely. And it needs training also to be able to look for associations between things that you may not have associated before.
So if you own a business today and you're driving along or sitting at home listening to this interview, what are some things that you should be doing to encourage your staff to be creative? Because I imagine out of the creativity could actually mean a more profitable company.
Oh, absolutely it does. Absolutely. Do things like have free dress day. I think the corporate suit thing doesn't really lend itself to being creative. People need to be able to get down on the floor and do things like play marbles, for example, because while they're doing that, their subconscious mind is actually working on the problem.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to cultivate is that subconscious ability.
Mm. For small business owners, though, Lee, listening to this today, and, you know, they might have staffing issues or a problem staff or things like that, from a creativity point of view, how do you move that problem out of your business, or how do you kind of enter into a realm that you can kind of free yourself in the business of that?
Sure, they can, people in small business can actually hire creativity mentors. They can get facilitators in, external facilitators to help them with that, because two heads are better than one when it comes to brainstorming, etc.
Yeah.
I call it innovation coaching.
Mm.
Yeah, so you just go in and you help them set up what they need in order to have an innovative business culture, for example, and it's quite different to the normal organisational culture, which is usually very rigid and very set in its ways.
So what's an example of something that you've worked with where it's been down in the doldrums and you've been able to reinvigorate something?
There's a company, a small one that I'm working with at the moment. It's got quite a hierarchical structure. And what we're trying to do is flatten it out. So the first thing I got them to do was all come into a room and is what is typical in those things is that managers will sit with managers and team leaders will sit with team leaders and operators will sit with operators. So I got them to do almost like a speed dating game to start off with, and what they had to do was meet everyone in the room for 5 minutes each and find one thing in common. And that took us right through to after morning tea. And when they came back into the room, instead of sitting in their groups, they were all sitting higgledy-piggledy next to each other, and the barriers had come down. So that was one of the first things we did for them.
How important do you think is an open plan office compared to, you know, small little offices?
I think both are needed in an organisation. I think it's important to have breakout rooms where maybe smaller groups of people who are trying to generate or grow an idea can just go off and do it without being disturbed by the larger group. The best office setup that I've seen is where they've got an open plan in the middle and then they've got breakout rooms around the outside of it.
Well, look, it's been very, very interesting talking to you. And for more details, you can go to mindfood.com. But Dr. Lee, final points, closing points. What's one thing that we can do right now?
If you have an issue, explain it to a child or to a group of children in their language. So you'll have to simplify it and not dumb it down, but certainly simplify it and use words that they'll understand and see what they come up with.
Oh, how cool is that?
Because kids have a way of cutting through all the garbage.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. I'm going to ask
Pleasure.
That when I repaint the office.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.